Today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And do you listen? And today is no different. I always giggle in that intro. I like to vary the tone of voice on the intro a little bit. Do you like that? All right, let me just... So, I am super tired. I have no energy. I am very low energy at the moment. Isn't that a Donald Trump thing? Low energy. I can't do a Donald Trump. impersonation, but I believe that's a Donald Trump thing, though. Talking about someone being low energy or something. I could be completely wrong about that, but I really feel like that is absolutely a Donald Trump thing. So last night, I could not be bothered to cook, and we went to the grocery store. I was so tired. We didn't go. I know I've talked about this already, but I literally, the weekend drained me. It was the most draining. I hope I don't have anything at all. Well, I have dubious intent, but other than that, I hope I don't have anything at all this coming weekend, because I want to just lay on the couch and veg. And I love Pride 48 and I love podcasting, but it was just Pride 48 website stuff all day Saturday and then Zoom cocktail hour, you know, and you feel like you've got to be on. I don't know, like you've got to have personality and you've got to be talking to everyone and whatever. And then dubious intent. And then Sunday, I don't remember what I did, but I'm sure it was a lot of stuff. Had to work out, do all that good stuff. And then Survivor's Ready, and again, I'm hosting that show and have to be really high energy and everything. So I was really tired, and we didn't even have time to go to the grocery store. And so we went to the grocery store Monday evening, but, you know, I had worked all day. I'm just such a complainer, aren't I? I mean, that's really what this show is for, just so I can air my grievances, so all of you can just hear what I'm unhappy about at the time. So I decided to buy, I was like, you know, let's not buy a pizza. Let's not get like a Pizza Hut or Papa John's or something like that. We're at the grocery store. Let's just buy a frozen pizza and heat it up. You know, I mean, that's kind of cooking, air quotes. And so we looked at all the fancy ones like Boboli. I don't even know if they have a pizza, but you know, they have those more famous ones that are like California Pizza Kitchen, or I can't think of any of the other brand names. And then my eyes kept drifting towards this hamburger pizza that was, I want to say Red Baron, but I'm not really sure that was it. You guys, first of all, and then we got some Arby's frozen curly fries because, you know, I have the air fryer. Again, I know this is not on my diet. Just forget it. You guys just forget that I've ever gone on a diet again. I'm just going to be a fat daddy hog for the rest of my life. Okay? Just forget dieting. I don't want Scotty to be tweeting anything about whether or not I should be dieting. I know someone's going to come back and say, "Yeah, but Adam, next week you're going to tell us how you're back on Weight Watchers." And I might. But, you know, you got to roll with it. So anyway, we got some Arby's curly fries because I have that air fryer, so instead of baking, I never fry the frozen French fries. I always do them either in the oven, but now with the air fryer, it does a really good job of making them crispy without using extra oil. And I know I told you guys, who was saying that my show is just about telling you guys what I ate? Oh my God, it is. I'm just telling you guys what I ate, like spending the whole show telling you what I ate. Anyway, so I want to give you guys a little piece of advice on an air fryer. I roasted those potatoes last week and they turned out really good. They were really crispy, but we had some left over. And you know, roasted potatoes tend to be kind of mushy when you try to reheat them. So I thought, what if I put them in the air fryer? Oh my goodness, they crisp back up in the air fryer. So if you ever roast potatoes or do anything like that, try it, and you own an air fryer, which I know, I don't remember who it was. Gary in Rainbow Vista evidently has a new air fryer. That is the largest air fryer I've ever seen, Gary. But anyway, mine is not nearly that big. But Gary, if you ever need to reheat roasted potatoes, air fryer. The other thing I did with my air fryer recently was I really, the Whataburger French fries tend to be soggy and or cold by the time we get home. And so a lot of times I like will go to McDonald's, get fries there, and then get my burger at Whataburger. But the other night I got my fries at Whataburger and then the air fryer was sitting there on the counter. So I dumped the fries from Whataburger in the air fryer and ran the air fryer for 5 minutes. It crisped them right back up. So if you ever have fast food fries and they've gotten soggy and you own an air fryer, put them in the air fryer. It's amazing. Heats them back up, crisps them up. Anyway, so we had a Red Baron pizza. And I just want to say, growing up, this entire episode is going to be about food. I'm sorry. I think fucking Dan is correct. All I talk about is what I eat, and I'm not going to apologize for it. So anyway, so when I was growing up, we used to have these. We shopped at a grocery store called Piggly Wiggly. I know. Before it was Piggly Wiggly, it was called Dixie Dandy. This is how Southern I am, or how far down in the deep South I'm from. So originally, the store was called Dixie Dandy, and then they had a buyout or something. And it turned into a Piggly Wiggly. They had a big pig mascot. Sometimes you would go and they would literally have this guy with a big pig head on outside the store, I don't know, handing out lollipops or something. I don't know. Pork rinds, whatever. So they had these frozen pizzas that I loved and I used to microwave them, but they were like store brand pizzas. They were the most cardboard pizza you could ever find. You could think Totino's or, you know, one of those really cheap brands, but this was like even cheaper than that. It was like a store brand. I loved those pizzas when I was growing up. And I would microwave them, but like this Red Baron pizza had a very similar crust. It was a little thicker than the really cheap ones, but the texture was very similar. So a lot of you probably would hate it. And I love a hamburger pizza, like just a plain old hamburger with cheese. That's it. Tomato sauce. And we had it. It was so good. So good. And yeah, it reminded me of the good old days of eating the microwave pizza from Piggly Wiggly. So I've got good news. I think I may have shared this with you guys already, but I got the official word that our loan was officially approved and ready for closing. So now they're sending all the processing documents over to the title company, and we've got to figure out how to get a check to them for a very large amount of money. And we're going to have to go to the bank, I think, because we don't have the amount of money in one bank account. Mark has half of it, and I have half of it. And I don't think we have time to get the money moved into one account. I'm not even sure we can do a wire transfer for that large out of our account. I mean, how do you even know that? I've never transferred this amount of money in my life. And so we got to figure that out. But there was some back and forth on when the closing date was going to be. And the woman at the mortgage company was like, oh, great news. We're going to be able to close early. And I was like, no. You know, and then I was like, okay, great, you know, because again, we did not care. We initially set a date and we were fine with that date, May 29th, because we don't have to be out of this house until June 28th or something like that. And I was like, you know, we don't need to rush. We can make sure everything is done correctly. But the builder really wanted to close early. And so everyone got it in their mind that Mark and I just wanted to close early. So now the mortgage company's coming back being like, oh, great, we can close a week early. And I'm like, well, the punch items are not finished yet, so I don't know. And then so I texted the realtor and they were like, well, maybe we don't close a week early. Maybe we close, because that was going to be like this Friday, which would be the 22nd. She said, what if we close on the 26th and give the builder, you know, so you guys can do a walkthrough on like the 21st. And then if the builder didn't finish anything, that gives them the weekend to finish everything. Well, it's a holiday weekend, first of all. I don't have faith that the builder is going to finish everything. And our original closing date was the 29th. So the 26th is only 3 days earlier than the 29th. So I emailed everybody, the insurance agent, the mortgage company, the title company, the realtor, Jesus, everybody. I'm like, guys, we're just going to stick with the original 29th date. Mark and I are fine with that. And let's make sure everything gets done correctly. So everyone's on the same page now. I put my foot down. And that's happening. We are going to do a walkthrough on Thursday because everything's supposed to be done by then. They're having a professional cleaner go in to clean up all the building dust on Wednesday. So we'll see how it goes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.